Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, truly, get engaged, get involved, be part of the solution. It's the only way we win. I keep saying that. It's the only way we win, because you got real information. Head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell is making it so we can actually make a few bucks online. It's unheard of, you know, depending on how you want to look at it. But Mike is giving us the ability, has given us the ability, will continue to give us the ability to make a few bucks online. MyPillow.com or MyStore.com. Use promo code Joe on the way out. He's got some great deals going on for Christmas. Look, you're buying Christmas gifts, buy American. Irritate the liberal, mother-in-law, father-in-law, friend, whatever, by giving them a gift like of a My Pillow. They'll love the pillow. They'll love the sheets. They'll love the pillowcases. They'll love the towels or the slippers. And yet, they'll know where they came from. Hey, I like the idea. Makes me feel good. Look, I'm tired of worrying about what they think, how they think, where they think. Because they sure as heck don't care what you think. You know, I think this is hilarious. Right now, CBS, MSNBC, ABC, DEFG, all of those are making the whole Twitter data dump about Trump. And proving how, I don't even know how they're spinning this. And trying to make it look like this is all Trump related. So either they're showing how ignorant and stupid their followers are, right? I mean, at least that's what they believe. I know a lot of great Democrats, a lot of smart Democrat friends of mine. Anyway, it's just people fall for it. People swallow it. It's just amazing. All right. I know I like to do the rapid fire. For those of you who missed it, Kirstie Alley died. She passed away at 71. She had a very short battle with cancer, apparently. I don't know what it was. It's none of my business. None of your business. It's just a matter of, you know, her family's hurting. And you got to give him some space. But anyway, a human being died. Nice lady, from what I understand. Don't know, never met her. I did meet this one, though. How many remember Knots Landing star? Remember her, Donna Mills? In another life. I actually did some work on her house years and years and years ago. And a couple of friends of mine still have done work for her. She is 81 years old. And she probably looks like she's... Now, I will say, I don't know anything about that whole, plastic surgery and all that garbage. She's never looked overly young to me, anyway. Right? So she is trying to sell her soap opera, or whatever soap opera she's in. I don't really care. I guess she's still doing some work. But she says, ready for this? Now, this is why I could never date a woman like this. Well, that and I'm married. She said, during the soap opera years, I never ate pasta, bread, ice cream, cookies, any of that kind of stuff. Every once in a while, I'd have a half a glass of wine. Now I eat those things, but I'm still very careful. I'm not a vegetarian, but I grow, pick, and eat a lot of vegetables. Never ate pasta. I mean, I saw that in the story as I was whipping by it and went, oh, yeah, no, couldn't date her. Anyway, talks about how she plays tennis 5 times a week, 2 hours a day. I don't know how you do that. Right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you're involved, that you're engaged, that you got so much going on, you know? And, all right, let me get to this other stuff that I really like more. I just thought I got a kick out of it. She can't be 81 years old. I remember working at her house. And she doesn't eat pasta? That's it. There's no way she looks like that at 81, doesn't eat pasta. British animal rights activists, they're protesting a particular steakhouse. It's amazing. They think that by being mean and nasty and disruptive, they're going to get you to decide, you know what, I'm going to order a double cheeseburger. Just for them. Right? A group of animal rights and climate justice activists tried to sit in the London steakhouse. But so my social media personality, Salt Bay, I don't even know who that is, right? They were removed by staff. That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. No, really, that is the way to do it. Animal Rebellion said that they staged the protest because a luxury dining representative exploited climate devastation and inequality. Which I don't know how eating a steak has anything to do with climate inequality. Maybe I should be enlightened at some point in time. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back.
I like that.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution, right? I mean, really, be part of the solution so that you're not part of the problem. I was talking about the steakhouse that a bunch of people went into. And actually, they went in. I didn't know this earlier. But the protesters went in there with pre-made menus. And the menus were called Plant-Based Future. Includes support for farmers and fishing communities to transition to a plant-based food system. God. This is amazing. Rewilding. I never heard that before. Is that a real word? Rewilding. of freed up land and ocean. Now, the video posted by activist group shows waiters as the restaurant dragging the protesters. About time. Do something about it, right? Now, the restaurant is owned by Nursed Gorm, I don't know, whatever, who exploded on social media in recent years with his viral videos of gold-coated steaks and other extravagant meals. The chain has locations in at least 18 cities around the world. Gold-plated steak. How do you eat them? Oh, I'm sorry, gold-coated steaks. Can you eat gold? Why would you eat gold? No, really. I mean, each place, yada, people, of course, dinner. Right. So it's $230 a person for a gold-coated steak, along with desserts and other things. That's hilarious. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Just amazing. The a lot of these animal protesters now, they're blocking traffic. People try to get to work in the morning. They think they're making a case. They're not. Well, they actually are making a case. But the case that they're making is a case for not paying attention to it, thinking they're just whacked. Really. California English teacher decided to tell the kids that grammar is part of a white supremacy. You know, and it's time to start undermining that BS. She's saying that to students. Okay? Let that sink in. A self-identified cringy California English teacher claimed that she combats white supremacy BS in her classroom by teaching students about the overemphasized importance of grammar usage and writing rules. She's an English teacher. Why does she have a license to teach? Mark Schaefer, tenured English teacher at a high school, began the 2022-2023 academic year by teaching parts of linguistics as a way of fighting white supremacy in the classroom. The goal was to be inclusive of all kinds of ways we use the language. With this word inclusive, they use that. They should, you know, they want to be lazy. That's what they mean. Right? I mean, come on, think about it. So now the language somehow is a why? If you can't pronounce a word the right way, or, you know, I remember they tried to bring in eubonics, like that was going to help the black community do better. Because they were going to bring the English language out to their level. Because I'm sure the technical books, the things that engineers are doing, there's different versions of the books to the installation manuals or what have you that include bad English, right? White supremacy. So why? Because people, humans, yeah, you heard me, humans, require that you speak properly. You don't necessarily have to be proper in your grammar. But my God, you can't be all over the place. Expecting students to use proper grammar and syntax is white supremacy. And it runs deep. Just amazing, isn't it? I mean, really. She said, we study linguistics, the rules. We actually use the communicators. Instead of the made-up rules that white supremacy created for when we write papers and stuff, which is what scholars call the language of power. The teacher praised students' academic essays for including AAVE language. Oh, African-American Vernacular English. What is that? Anybody know? I can't stand it. Now, listen to all the buzzwords they use that everybody would be afraid, or most people would be afraid of saying no. As an educator, I'm constantly worried if I'm the problem. What do I mean by that? Public education is an institution that upholds lots of problematic systems in our society, like white supremacy, misogyny, and colonization, and so on. Right. So wanting you to speak properly, understand the language that you're in areas that you're working in, right? If you're working in a plant and they speak English and you know what it means, know how to speak it, understand what it means. She went on to say, well, let's look at how we write essays, where we start with an introduction that includes a thesis. Always cite your sources. Use transition words like however and therefore. These are all made-up rules that were created by Westerners in power, which got me thinking, what if I started my school year with a unit honoring how we talk rather than teaching students how to write properly? Oh, wow. Well, there you go. And you hired her. Don't tell me you didn't know she was like this when you hired her. Another included a prompt which said that a student talks about student codes, how they speak at home with friends. It's just as important, if not more than important, than bosses' expectations of how their employees communicate. She said, just because your teachers, your professors, your boss may expect you to write and speak in a certain way, that may not be natural to you. It doesn't mean that your more natural languages are not important. They're just as important. So in other words, when you get to work, just tell them, you know, you're not comfortable speaking that way. I would tell them, yeah, I'm not comfortable with speaking paycheck, but you think you want one. English teacher added that she feels like a cringe white lady when teaching students of color about linguistics. Right? She said the stuff that she really has a hard time with is things like Huck Finn, Jim or Sandra Bullock. You know, in The Blind Side, there are many examples of white saviors. She's got them all down, doesn't she? So we'll see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Facebook has threatened to remove news from its platform if the U.S. Congress passes a proposal aimed at making it easier for news organizations to negotiate collectively. The News Media Alliance, a trade group representing newspaper publishers, is urging Congress to add the Journalism Competition and Preservation Act to a must-pass annual defense bill. More than two dozen groups, including the American Civil Liberties Union, urged Congress not to approve the local news bill, however, saying the bill does not require funds gained through negotiation or arbitration will even be paid to journalists. And in the Hollywood Hills, many are solemn tonight. Actress Kirstie Alley has died at the age of 71 after a short battle with cancer. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Masina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just really, truly being part of the conversation. The other thing, too, by the way, when you go to mypillow.com, use promo code Joe. Can't make it any easier than that. J-O-E, Joe. And you'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%. Got to buy Christmas gifts. Great place to stretch your dollar, if you would. We talked about a teacher that has decided that language is, catch this. She's an English teacher. We'll start off there, right? And now has decided that English is a form of white supremacy. That expecting kids to speak properly is a form of white supremacy. Right? It's just amazing. And it never stops. You keep letting them get away with it. Until you start firing these fools, this is what's going to keep happening. Just nuts. And you kind of giggle and let it go by. And you parents, are you checking in on your kids like we've been talking about? Well, really? Just amazing. Dr. Andrew Huff, former executive at the now controversial scientific research group EcoHealth Alliance, has been pulled into a firestorm surrounding the origins of COVID. You know, we had a caller earlier from San Francisco. Kind of said, I was spewing misinformation in essence. Problem is that the stuff that we're talking about comes right off the CDC website. So I guess the CDC, now see, they can't say the CDC is spewing misinformation because then they have to draw a line, don't they? Right? They would have to say, well, they're not here, but they are here, and then who are you to say that? That would be the other question, right? Andrew Huff, Dr. Andrew Huff, former executive of the now controversial science research group, he says it's all bunk. Huff is an Iraqi war veteran, former research fellow at the Department of Homeland Security. He offers a unique perspective for the insight from the intel community in his book, The Truth About Wuhan, How I Uncovered the Biggest Lie in History. Now, I think the biggest lie will come out another 10 years or so. The author tells Fox News Digital he delves into the complexities of COVID by breaking down the science. Right? That has only confused the public since the beginning of the pandemic. The crux of the book is focused on explaining the beginning function in layman terms, but also talks about the times back in intelligence community and how this whole operation came to be. Ooh. Huff told the news source that he has been in touch with Senator Ron Johnson and Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee, suggesting he'd be willing to testify when Republicans officially take over the House. Now, he's calling for Republicans to run a full investigation. Look, I am okay with investigations. I mean, if our Republican Congress can't do investigations and pass laws, legislate, and they shouldn't be there. Right? What's the old joke? I mean, if they can't chew bubblegum and walk at the same time, goodbye. Have a nice day. Anyhow, this is again, where they have to do it. Let's do it like, let's do it exactly, right, like the others did it. Let's do it exactly like the Democrats do it. Maybe we'll do primetime stuff. What do you think? I like that idea. No, seriously, we get free popcorn and Pepsi. Maybe we rent a couple of theaters. Put it up on the theaters. Let them do it all day long. Like the Democrats, let's hear everything they have to say. Shouldn't be a problem, right? A Rhode Island official shares the extreme view that using the wrong pronouns is an act of violence, which I really get a kick out of. So is violence now no longer a physical thing? Right? Is violence simply saying, I don't, we'll come up with something. You're short and ugly. And then starting to laugh. Is that violence? Because I mean, it's amazing how many, yeah, we can jokingly call them soy boys and snowflakes and so forth. Because words usually come out of ignorance, do they not? When I was a kid, I should have holes in my face everywhere or black and blues everywhere, all kinds of broken bones. Because an Italian boy in some of these areas, yeah, I was called some pretty nasty names. The ones you could say on the air, you know, Dago, Greaseball, Guinea. Shall I go on? They didn't hurt. I mean, they got me mad. And it was my Uncle Eddie, who doesn't listen to the show, thank God, one day. He said, what do you beat up every stupid person there is? Because that's what these people are. They're stupid people. That's why they call you those names. And they are. They're ignorant people. You going to let ignorant people get under your blood? Who's dumber? I do not find for sure. Now, yes, you can say ugly things to people. Ugly things that will hurt their feelings, maybe even devastate them for a period of time. But this is where you have to tell people, if you're not who they say you are, it shouldn't affect you. I'm called a bigot and a racist and a homophobe and all kinds of wonderful things. I shouldn't be around kids with my attitude. And you sit there and you just go, really? You know nothing about me. And they don't want to know. They truly don't want to know. What they want is to bring you to your knees. What they want is to make you feel so bad that you cannot function. And you parents, you allowed your kids to be like that. You allowed your kids to have that weakness where they can't get past names. I mean, a verbal war is violence for real? This is hilarious. When I was a kid, I'm not a kid, in high school, I had an Irish kid who had it in for me for one reason only. Because I was Italian, and he just didn't like me. And I couldn't date their girls. That was his words, not mine. And he probably doesn't listen to the show either, but I remember being in a 7-Eleven parking lot, coming out of the parking lot. And he shows up with a couple of his friends. And he start, and it's like a scene out of a movie, though, really, seriously. And he starts calling me all kinds of names. And again, I shouldn't be with their girls, and I shouldn't this, and I shouldn't that. And I was being a bit of a smart butt with him, you know, their girls. I won't tell you what I said, but whatever. And finally, when he, you know, started coming towards me with his buddies, I said, look, you do what you want to do. But here's the deal. You're probably going to beat the crap out of me. I'd be laying here bleeding. I might have to go to the hospital, whatever. And then I'm going to get better. I'm going to get better. I'm going to find you in an alley or a dark place. I'll have a 2x4 or tire iron on me. I'll send you to the hospital. And then you'll send me to the hospital. This can go on and on. And and we had some really nasty words. And he looked at me, and was, I don't know if he was afraid or just went, I don't even know where to go with this. We didn't hit each other. We walked away. We never said another word. I didn't charge acts of violence or I don't even know what you'd have there, right? Attempted assault. No, we never bothered each other again. You know, and yeah, there were a lot of nasty words said. Didn't take it as violence. We moved on. You guys make such a big deal out of everything today that you force that child to feel like a victim when somebody has said something nasty. It's just amazing what you've done to these kids. It's amazing how you've taken these kids and made them like wet spaghetti. They got nothing. They have no spine. They don't know how to push back. I'm just amazed. Joe Mesiti, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We're back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Yeah, we're in the final stretch. Joe Messina, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Violence is defined by the World Health Organization as the intentional use of physical force or power, threatened or actual, against oneself, another person, or against a group or community that either results in or has a high likelihood of resulting in injury, death, psychological harm. Okay. So, God bless. So I guess misusing the wrong pronoun somehow results in a high likelihood of injury, death, psychological harm, maldevelopment, deprivation, that pretty much goes along with everything, doesn't it? If somebody looks at me and says, you really want, is that like your 30-second cookie? You really shouldn't be eating that. It's not good for you. If that would cause you mental health, I'd feel bad. How dare you tell me that the cookie's going to hurt me? I mean, really. Yeah, the use of the word violence is extreme. It shouldn't be used in this. As a matter of fact, I would go 180 degrees in the opposite direction and say you need to start teaching these kids that words cannot hurt you, physically harm you. You can let them harm you, You can allow them to screw up your head, or you can take them for who they come from and realize that that person is an idiot and you don't even need to be talking about it. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So we were talking about this earlier with Dave. He brought up Jimmy Jones. Truly a cult leader. From a psychological standpoint, you know, this is done all the time. And not just with Christian groups. It's done with many groups. But this cult leader, he had 20 wives, as young as 9. Now, I don't want to get into whether the FBI framed him, didn't frame him. I don't want to do any of that. But apparently, he was doing some really whack stuff, according to his followers. Now, a lot of these people start off, they're hurting. They're looking for help somewhere. They're looking for relief in their world. And they turn to God. Depends who happens to be there for them first. Who sucks them into this. And now, when he brought these wives in, he forced them to use a bucket as a toilet. Forced them to live in these hell holes. But he technically takes care of them. Right? And so you sit here and say to yourself, I realize that there is a lot of sick people out there. And I don't mean that just sick and the one to do acts to these women or negative or bad acts to them. But I'm talking about women who have been hurt in relationships and other things. And somebody reaches out to them in an act of kindness or is perceived as an act of kindness. They get sucked into it. This guy had them believing that he was a prophet. Right? He had well over 50 followers. Small. But effective. Most of his wives were minors at the age of 15. The criminal complaint actually charged some around him with co-conspiracy. He said he allegedly had impressions of the Heavenly Father's will to encourage his followers, including the minor children, to engage in sexual acts with him. Submit to him. My Bible doesn't say that, by the way. One man, one woman. That's simple. Sex before marriage? No. So to say this guy is a Christian would be wrong, right? Wouldn't be true. Dave is also accused of trying to make his own daughters his wife. Oh, my God. So when do the adults in the room sit back, the women in the room, the men in the room, sit back and stop this craziness? No, really, seriously. I realize there's a lot of psychology behind cults and stuff like that. That's not where I'm going with this, but for somebody to say this was a Christian organization, right? Even though they call themselves a Christian organization. But if someone, to line them up as a Christian, it's just wrong. You're being disingenuous to yourself, for God's sakes, at that point. Look, the Bible is really extremely simple. You don't have multiple wives. Right? You got one. One woman, one man. That's what it says. That's it. Okay? You don't have sex, and he was doing it. You don't have sex with other men's wives. You don't have sex with other women when you're married. Called adultery. So, to kind of keep equating these, to try to keep making these things look like these are the ways that Christians operate, the Christians act, is wrong. This is definitely the way that sick people act. Yes, that's right. Right? But this isn't the way that Christians are supposed to be acting. And these people, their sufficiency wasn't Jesus Christ. Their sufficiency was this guy. This evil person. That's what makes it crazy. That's what makes me sit back and just go, you know what? You really don't want an answer to this. You really don't want to know about this. At least that's how I see it. And I've been wrong before. Right? 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. And again, I really do very much appreciate the nice cards I get from, well, not cards, but the nice emails, cards. Listen, how old am I, right? The nice emails I get from you guys. You know, somebody asked me that, and I went looking for this. Whether Franklin D. Roosevelt would be accepted into the fold today. I did a little bit of research on him. I don't, you know what? It's interesting. Franklin was born in 1882 in New York. He was baptized in an Episcopal church. He went to an Episcopal boarding school. He was homeschooled, president now, till the age of 14. He stepped up to his quote-unquote Christian responsibility to help the less fortunate at an early age. And if you, again, you can go over and over and over again to see how he was affected. I'm not saying he was the best president. I'm not 100% on board with some of the things that he did. I actually think that from a biblical standpoint, if that's what he was shooting for, he was 180 degrees off God's word by starting some of the social programs he did. The Bible never tells us to compel the government to take care of the poor by taking everybody else's money. The Bible is very specific about you and me, the people, the followers of Christ, to use their money to help the poor, the needy. Not everybody else's. Right? I mean, in 1932, he was elected with 57% of the vote. In 36, he was elected with 60% of the vote. In 40, 54% of the vote. And in 44, 40, you know, he probably could have been president forever and ever and ever. Thank God. Yeah, you heard me. Thank God that they finally had the guts to, you know, to make sure the president couldn't go on and on and on. Roosevelt's the one who started a tradition of prayers by clergy at presidential inaugurations. His second inauguration had an opening prayer by an Episcopal chaplain, and then he closed with a Catholic priest. I mean, think about this. This could have been bad. Oh, God bless America. I mean, for you atheists who just hate God, hate the mindset that somebody would believe in God and think that we have no, this country had no connection to God, I just would say you can't be more wrong. Really. Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Yeah, I said it. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow.